Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. We had a little event this morning, Mr. Benny. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
It was my friend's birthday.
Ah.
And she's going to be studying to be a clown.
Oh, very cool.
So I'm wearing part of the costume today.
I noticed.
Did you see? But I brought you one.
Oh, thank you.
I brought you one. Here, it's for the boys.
Go ahead, toss it over.
Yeah.
All right.
Not a great toss.
Yeah, all right.
I'll put
it on my finger.
Put it on your finger.
Yeah.
That's for you when you go home and you can play with the boys.
All right. Well, I'm going to need another one. I'll have to take your other one then because there's two, remember?
Take my other one.
No, you got to wear it for the show today. I mean, you already got it on.
I can hardly talk with it on.
Do I sound nasal? Now you know why I put mine on my
So
finger.
Benny and I, if you're watching like the tube, we have a...
I'll put it on my microphone.
Put it on the mic. We have a little clown nose.
Yeah.
Right? So my friend, we had big birthday down here at Green Lake. It's a group of folks that I've been hanging out with. So since, I don't know, we've been doing the Green Lake coffee thing at like some ungodly hour in the morning since 20 years now. And so today it was my friend Annie's birthday. Happy birthday, Annie, if you're listening. And we should do happy birthday, Mr. President, for Annie. And so, you know, it was so fun. Because, you know, the folks in the group kind of planned this and made this a whole clown kind of thing. And my friend Vicky came in and she has a clown costume. So I have pictures that we're going to put up on Facebook. You know, so the way that I wore these, Benny, was I actually had one on each ear. But I can't do that in a studio because I had the headphones
on. Right.
Yeah. But we've got these little and you know, this is really what's cool about this because... I get to have so much fun in my life, and that's what this job is about. And I, you know, I'm so grateful for all of our friends. And what does it mean, though, to make someone else smile? You know, there's something so amazing about that energy and a vibration that we just spread all around. And you have to wonder, at least I wonder for myself, you know, I wonder why is it some days it's just you get so tied up in your work, you get so busy that you forget to laugh. You forget to laugh. You forget to smile. So this was totally fun. Vicky came in full clown gear, little polka dot clown outfit, and had a little hat on. And it's going to be fun to see my friends go to clown school. Did you know there was even such a thing as clown school?
I did. I didn't know there was one here locally,
yeah.
But it makes a lot of sense.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. And how cool is that to be able to do that? So, yeah, so everybody brought in little red noses and folks brought in other props. And that was us down at Green Lake having coffee and... The kids that come in look at you a little strange, though. They're not quite used to what's going on with the clown thing.
They're young.
They're
like I said,
they're
get over
young.
It.
They're young. We got a great show for you guys today, talking about clowning around. You're going to get to meet Colette Steffen, somebody that knows a lot about infinite potential and knows a lot about the truth. What is it about the truth that's funny? You're going to hear a bit about that today. We will be opening up phone lines. We will be taking calls after I tell you a little bit about who she is. You'll find out why. But before we do, I think we should kick up an old prosperity card. What do you think?
Now, here's Dr. Pat's prosperity message of the day.
Woohoo! Yeah, baby!
I'm getting it. Sorry. That's me. I'm trying to pick up the card. My nails are too long. That's the problem. I got to go get my nails cut. I am generous with myself and others. You must be able to give in order to receive. What you get back will be tenfold. Don't hold tightly on to your possessions. Always give with a light heart and the knowledge that more abundance is waiting to flow into your life. I like that one. That's a good one. And that was, wait a minute, I got to give you the number of that one. Prosperity Law number 24. For those of you that want to find out about these decks of cards, we've been pulling these decks for a long time. My buddy Heidi Bayer created these, and you can go to prosperitycards.com, which is our website, and check it out. And they're kind of amazing. I've gotten so used to working with these cards. It's incredible. We've got a great show for you today, a great double header, as I like to talk about. You know, I said to you, it is really cool to be able to talk with somebody like Colette. You know, this is somebody that she began her journey with this knowledge, this absolutely gift about shifting energy. And, you know, you're going to find out what was her tipping point. You know, what helped her understand energy? You know, what helped her see how energy shifting actually works? And this led her to discover the Yuen method and become certified in several modalities. Today, you know, she is somebody that teaches thousands of people, workshops, seminars around the globe, and is somebody that also understands the cosmos, what that means. You know, what is it about energy? What is it about what she does to help people move beyond what might be considered challenges? What might be considered stuck points? So today, you know, this incredible healer is joining us here today, and we're going to be taking calls. She is also the host of The Truth Is Funny, and you're going to hear a lot about that. So get ready, everybody, for this great show about moving some energy, figuring out what you need to shift in your life, and to make sure that you are living the most joyful, I like to say, exotic life you can possibly muster up. All right, Mr. B, let's welcome Colette to the show. Colette, great to have you here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It's awesome to be on your show. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you know, we're talking today about this ride the wave of your infinite potential. But I have to tell you, I mean, I'm such a believer these days, and I do have my moments where, you know, I have to step back and say, okay, you know, what is going on here? You know, why am I having a hard time today? And yet at the same time, I think that, you know, the journey that I've been on, I get to see the infinite potential. I get to see the miraculous moments in life. While some people would say that just living is a miraculous moment. And so I wanted to ask you, you know, what was it about your life's journey that was shining a light on a new understanding that you were meant to have? What happened to cause you to lift your head up and say, okay, there's something going on here?
Well, I went through a time in my life where I had a lot of family members that were ill. And my dad had collapsed, and he was paralyzed from head to toe. He had Guillain-Barré syndrome. And so, you know, within 36 hours, he was paralyzed from head to toe and could only blink his one right eye. And went through that process with him in the hospital. And then 5 weeks after he passed on, my niece was in a car accident. And we were told, it was very, very serious car accident. And we were told that she was never going to be the same again, that there was going to be a lot of brain damage. And my sister had contacted a long-distance healer, and he worked on my niece. And as he worked on her, I saw her miraculously return to us, and she's absolutely beautiful and fabulous. And 100%, she was in university 4.5 months after he worked on her. And that kind of got me. I wanted to know, how did that happen? How did he manage to do that? And so... Yeah. I kind of started looking into it, and then that brought me to the Yuen method. And I've been studying the Yuen with Dr. Yuen for 8 years now, and just really been, you know, seeing so many miracles happen that I just want to share it with everybody.
So, you know, what is it that really created the shift within you? What was it about these, the healing and the, what you, you talk about as miraculous? You know, did you have sort of a an idea that this kind of healing was possible, or did you go from being a novice, so to speak, to actually seeing miracles happen in front of you?
I would say I was a novice. it's funny how the universe kind of lines things up for you sometimes.
Yes.
But this was the furthest thing that I thought I'd be doing, actually. And when something like that happens, though, and you witness it with your own eyes and you experience it for yourself, what happens is there's no doubt. Like, I have absolutely no doubt that this works. So that makes it easy for
yeah.
me. And when I first started working with this method, and I got brave enough to take on clients, et cetera, I would work on people, and I would call their body parts the what do we call it next to the doohickey, and they would get a result. my oldest daughter was studying to be a doctor, and she'd say, "You can't, you know, do that." And I'd say, "Well, look, here's their email, and you know, their tumor's shrinking, or you know, they don't need kidney dialysis now, or whatever." So I have no doubt that this works, and. I've had so many wonderful things happen since I've adopted this method as a way of living that I want to share it with people and let them know that, you know, that we all have this ability to step into our infinite potential, and why not? It's way more fun.
Well, let me ask you a question about this. Yeah, it is way more fun, isn't it? You know, the alternative, really, it's just not really pretty. It's just not. You know, and so I want to talk to you about this when we come back from break. You know, if we don't ride the wave of our infinite potential, then what are we actually riding the wave of? And, you know, what is that about ourselves that we can learn in order for us to, as you would say, not feel like we're up the creek without a paddle? That's the saying I grew up with. My mother used to say, you know, honey, you are up the creek without a paddle, girl. And my mother used to say, Benny's last smiling. Yeah, we say crick. We say up the creek. So I guess it's creek, but it's like, yeah, you up the creek. We're going to take a short break. Colette Stephens in the house. We're going to also be opening up the phone lines later in the show so you can get your own energy healing right here. World-renowned, amazing individual, host of The Truth is Funny, Colette Stephens. We'll be right back.
She's looking for a job and to find a place to stay. She's looking for the hope in the empty promises. She's working two jobs, keeping alive. She works in a restaurant.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Life away. Wipes the tears away.
She cries inside every time she feels this way. And she's dying inside.
Hey, everybody. Super duper welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Ride the wave of your infinite potential. My very special guest, Colette Stephan, joining me here today. Well, do you feel like you're up the creek without a paddle? Well, here's what it is. You're not alone. And, you know, what we're talking about here today is that majority of human beings throughout history go against the current. It's important that our physical potential is strong and that we can navigate the choppy waters. That's what my guest, Colette Stephan, says. And, you know, the truth is funny is her incredible radio show that's going to premiere April 24th, and that we're jazzed about that. That's going to be Wednesdays at 8 Pacific time, 11 Eastern time on Transformation Talk Radio. So we're just thrilled about that. You know, Colette, it's great to have you here. You know, before the break, I made that comment about being up the creek without a paddle. And so let's talk about that in terms of why we feel like that in life and how often that shows up for us. You know, sometimes we feel like we're up the creek without a paddle around our friends, around our relationships. You know, we're out of alignment. You know, our bodies don't feel like they're working properly. But let's talk about it from your point of view. You know, what is it you've discovered about our physical environment and about pain in general?
Well, for most people don't use more than about maybe 3-4% of their infinite potential. And like the average person. And the thing is that if you consider your body and your mind and your spirit, and you kind of consider that like a triad, that triad needs to be very centered and stable and even. And so a lot of people, what happens is their mind will work against them. And your mind can be your worst enemy if it's working against you, or it can be your best friend if it's working for you. And, you know, and then a lot of people have spiritual experiences where, you know, that it's kind of like the mind and the spirit are beating up on the body. And so a lot of people these days are going on spiritual journeys, and they're forgetting that we are physical people. Like we are in a physical world. We're in a third dimensional world. And it's very important for us to look after our physical potential. And what I mean by that is making sure that the body and the mind and the spirit are centered and stable and balanced and even. And so that all the inner, if you picture that like a triad, that the inner boundaries of that triad, that anything that comes from within us, that it's going to strengthen that triad, not weaken it. And anything that comes from outside of us, those external dynamics, that we would just let them go through us and we wouldn't let them bother us and weaken our potential to produce on this world. So with this UN method, what I do is I energetically get in touch with that through the spine of the person. If you consider the human being, the body kind of is like a binary computer. You would have one of two choices that, in binary. You're either weak or you're strong in alignment to your energy. And I kind of think of it as like if you think of the hard drive as that computer being your spine, and then the peripheral nervous system being like the software, then, you know, the higher self network is what I call HSN instead of MSN, would be like the internet that connects all of us in the unified field. And so we're always in communication with each other at all times. And that's why a lot of times when people are feeling like that they are not operating at a high level, it's because of all of this information that's coming at us that, that you know, we're allowing to weaken us. But if we get in touch with that infinite potential, then we can become our own expert, and we can find the answer from for any question from within ourselves.
So when we look at this, and this is, we're going to open up the phone lines today and have people experience this. You've been in front of thousands of women, thousands of people, men, women, you name it. And, mm-hmm. you know, you've been doing this healing or helping people understand, you know, how what the relationship is between the physical structure within the body, the environment, the home, work, school, everything. You know, so you help people create that shift in life that all of us want to create. You know, what is it that we can know about this? Because we come through a society, Colette, where we actually believe that change or transformation has to take eons to do. And I want to talk a little bit about that, about what you've discovered and, you know, and what you've been able to see in the miraculous changes that people have right in front of you.
Well, the thing is that if we use our mind for us, we don't want to use it for more than a second. We just want to use it to shift the energy on the central nervous system. We can delete, just like on a computer, basically any programming that isn't working for us. And we can do it instantly. And the thing is if you think of it kind of like layers of an onion, it's like peeling the layers away. And as you peel those layers away of what's really bothering someone, once you identify what the weakness is energetically and why the person isn't in alignment, you literally are peeling that away and allowing that energy to flow through. So then, you know, you are able to go with the flow rather than fighting the current. And it's an instant feeling of relief when people experience this. And so, you know, what happens is it's really important to acknowledge that it's not really about healing so much. Healing, a lot of times the word healing weakens people because on an energetic level, because people are told that healing takes time. And so we want to, you know, we just basically call it more like a shift in energy.
Right.
And getting in alignment. And then it could be instant. You know, it could be like just like in your computer, when you press delete, you delete whatever's bothering you, and then you know, you reprogram whatever is going to work and is going to benefit you. And so, yes, people will, you know, it's very, very fast. It's very, very amazing to watch people. And a lot of times what happens, if you know, someone will be crying or they'll be really upset about something. You know, I host a lot of free demos. And, you know, you'll have someone up there and they'll be really upset about something and, you know, crying. And then all of a sudden, you know, they shift and and they start laughing hilariously, and because the truth is funny. And when you hear the truth, people laugh and they're like, oh, it wasn't that big of a problem after all.
Yeah, that's fun. That's really interesting to see that kind of change in people. Now, we're going to be opening up the phone lines today for folks out there that, you know, want to get some help, move some energy, shift some energy. You know, find out what folks can do through calling in the show today. And so why don't you tell folks a little bit about what they can expect when they call in?
Okay. What I'm doing right now is I'm just kind of pulling the energy in and thinking of everybody, pulling that in and feeling everybody's energy and just kind of getting in touch with that. And I just want to say that the number one weakness for the majority of human beings on this planet right now is that there's lack. And so we want to just right there energetically get everybody in touch with the fact that that's misinformation and it's misinterpretation and misrepresentation of information. We're actually a reflection of Mother Earth, and Mother Earth is self-sustaining, and so are we. And
yeah.
So we don't have to compete for anything. There is no lack. We all have enough for everybody on this planet, everybody in this universe.
So one of the things I want to just tell all the listeners out there is we're going to be taking your calls today. Where are you stuck in your life? Are you stuck around money? Are you stuck around that job? You know, are you stuck around that relationship? What is it that you believe is holding you back? You know, is there something going on in your body that you want to get some help moving on from? You know, this is one of the things that I absolutely love to do with the listeners. And, you know, we're going to be opening up those phone lines in a minute, and we'll be taking your calls throughout the show. Talk a little bit about remote healing before we go to break, because I think that's kind of incredible. We're starting to get calls in now. So, we can get some calls in here now. But tell us a little bit about this remote healing, because, you know, people used to look at this and just say, yeah, right. Now we look at it and say, oh, my gosh, there's such power in this.
Well, once I started, Dr. Ewan gave me permission to teach this method for him. It was such a huge honor, and I wanted to do a good job. And I'd never studied the principles of quantum physics and, you know, barely survived algebra, actually, in high school. So I went and I studied with Nassim Haramein, who's a quantum physicist and cosmologist and inventor. And I ended up becoming an emissary of the Resonance Project Foundation, because that when I studied with him and understood how the universe really works, how we are actually, how we are all connected, it just makes it, it made it seem so so much more clear to me how why we are all connected. And the reason we are all connected is we're made up of atoms, and atoms are 99.999% space. So really, we're all connected at the atomic level. And that there's perfect, absolutely perfect structure to the entire universe. It's not random, it's fractal. And we all are, we live in an organized universe. And so we are all able to be 100% in connection with each other at all times, whether we're aware of it or not.
I love this. We are going to be opening up those phone lines in a minute, everyone. Ride the wave of your infinite potential. My very special guest, host of The Truth is Funny, Colette Stephan. When we come back, cranking up those phone lines, going to give you a chance to call in. And let's see if we can move some of this energy around. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
It's like a million-dollar phone that you just can't ring. I reach out trying to love, but I feel nothing. My heart is numb.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Seeing is believing. And on Saturday, April 20th, Michael Shane and the Ascension Foundation will be making a special guest appearance in Canby, Oregon, just a short distance from Portland. Michael, a spiritual visionary, healer, teacher, and transphysical medium, will fill your eyes with wonderment as he brings through gifts from spirit. These gifts are healing objects referred to as epports, such as gemstones or coins, brought from the etheric realm. Oh, but wait, there's still more. Have you ever considered what our toes can tell us? Come and participate in a live demonstration with Pamela Cushman. For more information, please call the Ascension Foundation at 800-508-6437 or visit their website at michaelshane.com. That's michaelshane.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, yippee skippy. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I got my little clown nose right here. Look at this. Let's see if I can put that on. Put that right on the end of my nose right there. My little cheater glasses. That's a look, don't you think, B? It's pretty good.
Good look. Keep it going.
Don't you keep it going? Hey, everybody. We have opened up those phone lines for those of you that want to get the energy moving and create the shift that you want in your life. Ride the weight of your infinite potential. You can't do that if you're all crowded up, if you're all gunked up. You got to clear out those pipes. So my very special guest, Colette Steffen, joining me here today. We have a toll-free number, folks, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Taking your calls, Mr. Benny. Shall we go to the phones?
Sure. Regina's calling in from Oregon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Regina.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
How the heck are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Colette, we got Regina wanting to chat with you.
Hi, Regina. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
How can we help you today?
Me and my husband have been dealing with, you know, financial issues, which I'm sure most of the world but it seems like I'm not able to get past a wealth set point for both of us. Like, it seems like every time we get ahead, something happens and we fall back behind. So we're never able to pay off the debt or get ahead to even have, like, a savings. So, and I could really use some help because I've tried vision boards, and other modalities.
Okay.
And it seems like we're always, like, even like, you know, I can't even win like a little cash or anything.
Oh.
Or even a gift.
Okay.
Something. Like,
all
that
right.
Luck isn't there.
Okay. Well, so, we're going to help you.
Okay. So, Regina, when you get in touch with that, how much does that bother you? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like, you know, the worst?
It burdens me. It keeps me from doing what I need to do with my business or anything. It's like it really ties me down. And in our relationship, even.
Yeah. Well, business is relationship. And so let's just strengthen. Just if you just put some tension into your spine right now, that's the hard drive of your computer, basically. Like that. That's where the energetic shifting basically takes place. So if you would just strengthen you. Energetically, what's coming up is that a weakness that a lot of people have where they just want to make enough. And it's coming up on a spiritual level of, you know, experiences that you've had where you've had too much and where you've been too much. And most people, when you get in touch with your absolute best or your absolute worst, most people would think, oh, my absolute best would be of course that's what I want. But people actually are, you're energetically weak, and energetically your husband is also energetically weak to being your absolute best. And so it's human nature to want to expand your horizons and have a beautiful life. This is a natural occurrence, and there's underlying weaknesses here coming in from ancestors, And it's also coming up, this weakness of not wanting, not feeling that you want to be your absolute best. So we take all of that, and we take all the accumulations and the associations and any negative effects around that, negative emotions, mixed emotions, combined emotions. It's going to delete that down to zero, negative, infinity, and increase your potential 100%, infinite potential. And it's kind of about overthinking things. And all like this is an example of your thoughts going against you instead of for you. So it's going to strengthen you from now on that you're not going to have the same old reaction every time you have something good happen, waiting for the shoe to drop. And it's kind of it's coming up that so if you think about your feelings and your thoughts and your emotions, if you have a thought over and over and over again and you have that emotion attached to it, what happens, it becomes kind of like a weakness on energetically on the psychological level. So just delete that weakness for you right now and just strengthen you to quit using your mind so much and go to your intuition so that you could feel, you could have that thought, let that thought go, and then go straight to your feeling and allow that feeling to go straight to your intuition. And then you have you add perception to that, you would have the insight to pick out whichever answer is best for you at this moment. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that, that energetically, instead of thinking it through, you're going to feel it. You're going to go straight to your intuition with your perception attached. And it's not that that any of the answers are right or wrong. So we're just going to strengthen you to that, good or bad, or negative or positive. It's not about that. It's more about which answer is the most applicable answer, and it's coming up for you the most creative answer. And then let's strengthen your husband's energy to you and your energy to him so that you're strong, so that every single time that the two of you have a thought, that thought is actually going to go energetically to your midline, to your spine, to that hard drive of your computer. And every time you have that thought, you're going to let it go, and you're going to have the answer, and you're going to bump each other up instead of pulling each other down. So this is what's coming up. We'll just strengthen all the internal boundaries here so that every time that you have a thought about each other, you're strengthening each other instead of weakening each other. So that our most intimate relationship is is kind of a reflection of ourselves. And so if we're feeling like we're insecure and we're not moving forward, what happens is we reflect that back to our partner, and then our partner reflects back to us the mirror of us not being not operating at our potential. And then we reflect that back to them. And so this is really easy energetically to shift. We just strengthen you that you're strong to your absolute best. He's strong to his absolute best. And then we strengthen those external boundaries on your body, mind, spirit triad so that you are actually letting anything that would, any dynamic from your ancestors, from the collective influence, the fears about the economy, fears about lack, any misinformation, misinterpretation, or misrepresentation of that information to strengthen you that you're going to be able to just let that go through you, except for money. We're going to strengthen your relationship to money so that it sticks. You know, like those money machines, you know, that you see those booths where you grab all the money? We're just going to strengthen you that you would be able and willing and ready and deserving and committed and neutral, so that you would be able to move forward. And what's coming up, it's more like your far future that's weakening you. So it's going to strengthen you energetically that every step you take, that you will have the answer, and that you will take consistent steps of action to get the result, to manifest what you want. So that every single action that you take, every challenge becomes an opportunity, that you're strong to your immediate future, then your intermediate future, and then your far future. So that no matter what, every single thing that happens, if it's not right, you'll make it right. Or just get strong to that. So I just want to check in with you right now and see if you how you feel about that right now, if it feels any different.
Oh, well, I know something was shifting because I was feeling teary-eyed, like emotional. So, yeah. But it's, I feel really so much better, just relieved that I'm releasing it. I have a way of letting go of it. So, and I think the crying emotion part of it is just being free of some of it.
There
so,
you go. Yeah, what you're expressing is what I would call sentimental sadness. It's that part of you that you're letting go that is, you know, that best friend that was cheating with your husband, you know, person, you know, or that part of you.
I'm going to have to listen to this replay, but it's, wow, your work is so phenomenal. It's like my head's spinning just trying to keep up. So
Wow.
Good. So we're just strengthening you to push that energy down through the bottoms of your feet, because anyone else that's listening in right now, if you also were having that energetic weakness, which the majority of people do, unless it's been energetically shifted, what happens is this energy sometimes will make you feel lightheaded. So we just push it down through you through the bottoms of your feet and just let it go. And it's kind of like it'll spin out. And the beautiful thing about this is you're not just letting it go for yourself, but you're letting it go for your ancestors, and you're letting it go for your descendants. So that they don't have to, every time you peel a layer of that onion, you're peeling it for everybody. And for the entire, so it's a win for you, and it's a win for your family, and it's a win for the entire universe. So cool.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Regina, for calling in. Thank you. Wow. Before we go to break, Colette, would you please give people information about how they can find out more about you, your work, and how they can find out more about your upcoming radio show? Let's give out your information, and then when we come back, we've got Marcia and Sylvia on the lines waiting.
Okay, cool. Yes, you can go to my brand new website, www.thetruthisfunny.com, and all my information is there. You can also go to www.crystallinevision.com. for upcoming events and the free demos that I provide across Canada right now. I have several in line and also some upcoming seminars and teleseminars.
Awesome. Awesome. Colette, Stefan, everybody in the house, we're going to finish up with these phone calls. That was amazing. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Colette, Stefan is in the house. We'll be right back. We'll get to the rest of the phone calls right here on the Dr. Pat Show, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. I help you see the blueprint of your life, what your life purpose is, when the times of prosperity are, and how to navigate through the challenges. You feel in control and inspired to live the life you want to live. Come experience an aha moment with me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are giving birth today. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to ask that you submit a short story to make a difference in someone's life, someone that you care about, someone who could benefit from the care that Wellness One provides. And for that person, Wellness One is going to donate their services, not just to one person, but to several people over time. This decision will be based on the heartfelt sharing of what you write, on what you say that individual needs. They won't be sharing this story with anyone. It will be completely confidential. Dr. Thane, I would love for you to let folks know the best way to submit their story.
Go ahead and send it to my email. It's going to be Dr. Thane, D-R, T is Tom, H-A-I-N is Nancy, at wellnessone, that's W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S-O-N-E.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Hey, everybody, you're the one. You're the one, Benny. I'm the one. Colette's the one. Regina is the one. Marcia is the one. Everybody's the one. But right now, Colette, we got some people waiting to chat with you. Mr. Benny.
Sure, we'll bring on Marcia from Northern California.
Hey, Marcia, how are you?
Hi.
Thank
Hello.
You. Hey.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
Oh, I've got some heaviness in my legs and my left leg and just, yeah, and I would love to wake up in the morning and just jump out of bed and be just ready to go instead of struggling.
Okay.
Okay. What's coming up is that you're struggling as a woman. It's kind of like the heaviness of being a woman. And that's what's coming up. So having to jump out of bed and be a woman, it would be so much easier to be a man. But, you know.
I was just having that thought myself.
So we're just going to strengthen you that, you know, how wonderful it is to be a woman and that you could stand evenly on the ground. And we're just going to strengthen you energetically. That, you know, it may appear that we're sitting still right now, you know, when we're on this earth, like that it's not moving. But this earth is moving really, really fast. And so we want to be really strong to being able to stand on this earth and to be strong to the speed that the earth is traveling at. And then have that earth be strong to the speed that we're traveling at. So that, and so that our left foot and our right foot are totally and completely even. So that we are able to stand, we are all made up of masculine and feminine energy, and your left side of your body has a tendency to be more your feminine, and your right is more the masculine qualities. So we just strengthen you that you could move forward with ease as a woman in this world, and that you're strong to it, and that you're absolutely connected 100% to Mother Earth, that your vital flow is there, and that you are 100% infinite potential. And then we just delete any experiences, and it's coming up from past spiritual and psychological and psychic experiences of the difficulties of being a woman as compared to a man. And, you know, some men would argue that with you.
Yes.
So how are you feeling right now when you get in touch with that leg right now?
It's coming down from maybe an 8 to a 4.
Okay,
you know.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
See,
yeah. And my husband has that, too, on that left side. So it's relationship. He has that same. his left leg and hip are killing him.
Wow. Wow.
So you know what it's really, it's coming up with as that he has a weakness of seeing you energy, like as seeing you struggle as a woman on this earth. It bothers him just as much as it bothers you. So let's just do what we did with Regina, where we just strengthen the relationship between the two of you, that you're going to support each other and be strong to each other so that you're both not stepping on, you know, both not having two left legs or two right legs.
Yes.
So just be
wonderful.
Really
I related to that. I definitely did. I was shifting with that one also. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's really cool.
Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Wow. I actually woke up this morning with a pain in my right knee. Isn't that the weirdest thing? Got that stuff going on? I mean, I literally am limping around here. But before we get to me, we've got Sylvia that has been waiting so patiently. Sylvia, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Awesome. Great to have you on. How can we support you today?
Oh, interesting you would use the word support.
Okay.
Back in September, I had all four of my lumbar discs bulged to the point where I could not walk for 6 weeks. And I've recovered. I can walk and drive again, but I still have some sciatica. And I know this has to do with me not supporting me, and I know this has to do with not feeling life supporting me, and finances is a real struggle for me right now.
I love you. I love all the callers, but I love the way people come on this show and they say, you know what, I don't have time to beat around the bush. This is what's going on with me. I love this. I mean, tell Colette, right?
Yeah, let's energetically tune the two of you into each other, because the issue is both about, for both of you, is about support. So your right knee is basically about moving forward, you know, as a man in this world. basically is what's coming up, and not your knees are about support. And for you, Sylvie, is it Sylvia or Sylvie?
Sylvia.
Sylvia, yes.
Yeah.
So just get in touch with your spine right now, and let's strengthen your upper torso to your lower torso and your lower torso to your upper torso. And then what's happening is, what I'm getting is that bulging in the lower back, in the lumbar area of the disc, that's of you bending over. It's coming up as bending over backwards to please everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And, and so you're kind of like had enough of that being bent over. So let's just strengthen you energetically, that you're not going to relax your spine or relax your body out of this anxiety that comes up when you worry about your finances. What happens is a lot of people are actually relaxing themselves into early aging and early death, because what happens is what we're doing is, when we have an issue or something that really bothers us and it triggers us, a lot of times people will automatically go to relaxation. And what happens is your body here is relaxed. And so that, I'm just picking up a weakness from the if you divided your torso in three parts, your upper torso, the lowest part is the weakest. So down at the pelvic floor, that is an energetic portal to let go of energy. And your physical potential actually sits at the base of your spine. So it just strengthens you that your physical potential is 100% infinite potential, and that basically, you've got a set of brains at the base of your spine that is your physical potential energetically, and we're just going to strengthen that for you, that you would always be supported, almost like you have like a tripod there rather than just two legs to stand on. So it's get you strong to that. And then also having that purpose, if you think about your heart right now and you think about the beating of your heart is tense and then it's relaxed, and then it's tense and it's relaxed, and it's totally effortless. So it's going to strengthen your entire body, that every time you think about your finances or you feel like this this energy that no matter what you do, you're not moving forward, we just strengthen you to go into neutral. And so that you're just going to be strong to that beat of your heart, that every part of your body would start to, especially the part in your lower back where you're relaxing it. We're just going to strengthen you to put a little more tension into it energetically, so that all empty spaces within the discs and around that area and any inflammation, we just delete that and just strengthen that you have the support in those empty spaces, and that you have the support in between the discs, and that you have that physical potential strong for you. And that,
I love it.
And it's also coming up at the speed of the earth to just get you strong to that. Just get in touch with your back right now and just tell me, how does that feel?
It feels good. I mean, I can feel myself shifting energetically.
Wow, that's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's really important for you that whenever you feel this, you know, when you're like feeling like you have to bend over backwards, a lot of people that are diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia are actually it's energetically that they're not able to say yes to themselves and no to others. So we're just going to strengthen you that you totally can go inside yourself. And one thing that you can do is, if you turn your toes in like a duck, feel your spine and put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, that automatically contains your energy. It gets your spine strong, and it connects you to source.
I love it.
And so if you're about to say yes to someone and you would rather say no, do that, because mm-hmm. you can't talk with your tongue on your roof of your mouth.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Sylvia, thank you so much. Colette, my God, what a great hour. Thank you so much. Again, give out your website for your radio show. And Colette will be back, folks. Don't worry about it. You know, she's going to be a regular around here. Please tell folks about the website. They can find out more about you.
Yes, you can go to www.thetruthisfunny.com, where shift happens.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Hey, everybody, stay tuned. We're not done. We got some live on-air coaching coming your way from Karen Florence. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.